This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Buffalo Bandits play-by-play man John Gertler with us live this morning on the WBEN Trocare College Lifeline. John, great to talk with you again.
Susan, great to talk with you. I feel like Neil Simon, same time next year.
Bandits are going for a three-peat in the National Lacrosse League starting tonight. What is the vibe in Bandit land?
Oh, it's gigantic. I'm standing out now in the Alumni Plaza here at Key Bank Center. I must be the first attendant, but the party actually begins at 5:30 for Bandit Land, which will be stacked, and then the game starting at 7:30. So all the fun and frivolity begins with the party in the plaza and then the big game tonight, game one of the best of three with Buffalo and Saskatchewan.
It's been a huge response from fans this year. Setting an attendance record. How have you noticed in the arena and maybe even outside and around town, Bandits fever kind of taking a grip as they go for a third straight?
Yeah, just like the Buffalo Bills or the Sabres, this is the time of the year for the Bandits. And citywide, and I would say the Buffalo Niagara Frontier is just totally populated with Bandit Land citizens. And you're seeing it all around town with various signs, lawn signs, fans everywhere, proudly displaying the black and orange of the famous Buffalo Bandits since 1992. And certainly with the enthusiasm that I have seen over the course of, you know, the five straight years the Bandits have been in the finals, just one after another, just total Bandit fever.
Yeah, a Bandit fandemonium, I guess. So this three-peat, John, has this ever been done before?
Yes, with the Rochester Nighthawks. They did it 12, 13, and 14. So they did a three-peat. They're the only other team in the NLL that has done that. And then certainly with the Bandits and their history of being in the finals, certainly number one in the league on that one, and then six championship titles for the Bandits. But three in a row would be great, and joining the other fine fraternities of the NLL.
Why have they been so successful over the past few years, and how has it continued this year?
The architect, obviously, is Steve Dietrich, three-time general manager of the year, has been with the club since 2012, and he's dedicated to finding the best talent available. And then he cooperates with Scott Loeffler, who is senior director of lacrosse operations. And they huddle together and certainly, you know, find out what kind of monies they have in order to pay these fine players like Dane Smith and Josh Byrne and now Ian McKay, and the list goes on. And certainly Dietrich, with his mind of developing great lacrosse players to play in the National Lacrosse League, has certainly paid dividends for the Bandits. So these two guys get together and they figure things out. Mr. Pagula, the owner of the Bandits, certainly gives the boys the green light to say, need to do what you need to do and keep the championships coming.
The Bandits have always been super popular here. What does the string of success, what has this done for their place in Buffalo sports hierarchy?
It's right next to the Buffalo Bills and the Sabres of the way that they've been able to perform over the course of seasons. The Bandits, starting in 1992, and we all remember the opening night of the Bandits back in 92, where they had to hold the game for 45 minutes because they couldn't sell the tickets fast enough. And from that point on, it just continued to sell out Old Memorial Auditorium. And then the beginning of the early 2000s, when it started to resume in Bandit land and the attraction of the fans, and then it just picked up from there. And it's just been an unbelievable sequence of competition in the NLL and what the Bandits mean to the city of Buffalo and the Niagara Frontier. It's just been phenomenal. So it's ranked right up there. And everybody has their time of year, Susan, with, you know, the Bills in the fall and then the Sabres coming during the wintertime and then the Bandits starting to generate throughout the regular season, which begins in December. And now we take precedence in the area of being the most popular team in Buffalo.
Well, walk us through, if you're going to the game tonight, planning on watching, what should you expect? What kind of challenge lies before them?
A real tight defensive game. Saskatchewan has loaded defensively and certainly in goal with Frank Chiliano. Facing the 8-time goaltender of the year, Matt Vince, is just, I think that he's playing his best ever of his career. Certainly he's going to backstop the Bandits in every way, shape, or form. He comes into this series with a 5.33 goals against average. And those are like hockey numbers, that you have with regular goaltenders. So it's going to be a defensive battle. What Buffalo needs to do is collaborate with their transition game, and that's what Saskatchewan is known for. They move the ball very quickly, and they've got a lot of power on defense and transition where they can get that ball into the offensive zone and start setting up from their offensive players. Bandits need to do the same, and they're loaded in that same capacity. So you're going to see a heck of a defensive game, and then you're going to see some great offense, not only from Buffalo, but Saskatchewan as well. Two of the best teams coming into this finals now, you know, both of them are 16-5 overall, and that includes regular season and playoffs. So the matchup couldn't be better, and it's a gift for the National Lacrosse League to be to have this final, which graciously starts in Buffalo, and then we move on to Saskatchewan on Sunday afternoon. But, overall, it's just going to be that much more of enthusiasm tonight. The fans are going to go nuts. And as you know, being at a Bandits game, I mean, it's a free-for-all. Everybody loves it. Music. Chris Swinson, the public address announcer, gets everybody stoked from the opening face-off to the final buzzer. So it'll be great tonight.
Yeah, it's wild and looks like a great day for the party in the plaza.
Yeah.
And John, thanks so much. Good luck.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.